flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now that Trent Baalke's been deposed in Jacksonville, it is Adam Schefter saying the two sides are discussing a deal that would make Liam Cohen the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I do like that it's Schefter, because Schefter is the same guy that a little over 24 hours ago was reporting how Liam Cohen is taking himself out of that position and out of that running, and he is going to stay in Tampa, and they're going to pay him a bunch of money and throw the bag at his feet, and now he's got to do the walk back 24 hours later.
Folks are saying that the Raiders have yet to officially announce John Spytek, former Brown scout, as their GM, and there's some thought that now that Trent Baalke's been fired in Jacksonville, that Spytek could actually be going to Jacksonville with Liam Cohen, which would actually end up being a pretty decent haul for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I like this for Trevor Lawrence way more than I like the Robert Saleh rumors.
I don't understand the Robert Saleh stuff.
I don't really get it either.
Like, other than he's a good dude, the Saleh stuff, just go back to San Francisco, be the DC.
Be the DC.
And wait for a good job.
Yeah.
Like the problem with Saleh is he took a bad job. Like, if you are a first-time head coach, don't take the Jets job. Don't do it.
That's the problem, is that enough people, they feel like if they don't take it off the rip, then they're never going to get another opportunity, and they got to strike while the iron's hot, and they take these bad jobs, and it ends up in just a never-ending evolution of suck for them.
So, with this, Baker's a head coach maker.
That's kind of the conclusion we came to, right?
He's got to be, right? I mean, Dave Canales, 1 year with Canales.
Yeah, but the Canales made Geno before that. So that becomes a little problematic.
Liam Cohen bounced from L.A. to Kentucky to L.A. to Tampa Bay.
Are they making Baker, or is Baker making them? I'm not sure. Many argued before that Baker was making Stefanski look as good as Stefanski did.
It's just wild. The amount of turnover Baker Mayfield's had in his career.
He didn't do much for Carolina, did he?
But think back. What was it? Was it four head coaches in his first 3 years?
He always had one more offensive coordinator than he had head coaches, because he doubled up there 1 year.
He's got 2 years. He's the one time that he's had a head coach, play caller, offensive coordinator for more than 1 year. And it's 2020 and it's 2021. 2022, he split between Carolina and the LA team. Then the last year, obviously, it was Dave Canales, and then this year it's Liam Cohen. And who the hell knows? Well, like, if you're Baker, like, do you just can I just run the offense? Like, how do you do this?
I think you're just like I I don't know. I don't know that answer. He's a great test case for the idea, though, that you should just be able to perform and it doesn't matter who your OC is or who or how many systems you have to go through.
This is pretty wild. Like, is this a sign that people are like, wow, they're doing what with who? Is this the Ben Johnson? Look what they did with Jared Goff. Is that part of the allure? I mean, Liam Cohen does have the right connections and the bloodlines.
It's kind of insulting to Baker when you think about it that way, though.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, we talk all the time about entry point,
mm-hmm.
and it's 100% valid. If you have success with a quarterback that's looked at as spoiled goods, you are more likely to get a job than if you take a prodigal son and fulfill the prophecy.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even go as far as say spoiled goods. Like C.J. Stroud, for instance, was just an unknown.
Yeah.
And so because he's an unknown, even at the number two overall pick, Bobby Slowick does something with him, and then all of a sudden he becomes the hot name.
I'm actually surprised that Liam Cohen got a job before Bobby Slowick.
I think, well, Bobby's reputation took a hit this last year in an interesting way. I don't think it's his fault, but he took a hit, and I agree with you. Last year, I thought it was Bobby Slowick and Ben Johnson, and they were going to be the next two off it, and Liam Cohen wasn't even on my radar. Although he continues the trend of anyone that ever got Sean McVay a cup of coffee getting a job.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Okay. This is one of my points with the Rams having a good year and the 49ers not. Is that the
that
pendulum was going to swing back the other way?
Yeah.
It's not a good time to be a former Shanahan acolyte.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have waved high at him in like a Monday morning meeting, you at Sean McVay, you're going to be sitting pretty good right here.
Well, and Kevin O'Connell helped that a lot too. You know, I mean, we obviously yep. like before and Zach Taylor kind of jump started a lot of that, but yeah, Kevin O'Connell just got that extension. That's a big year in Minnesota. That's a big year for the McVay tree.
That
McVay tree is really building out there, isn't it?
It really is, and it doesn't have like the Shanahan one. It's not looking good. Like McDaniel's probably the best, but you've got the Salas. I'm trying to think who else has kind of been a part of that. It feels like he's just LaFleur. Oh wait,
no, LaFleur is McVay.
I think he's both.
Oh, there might be crossover there.
Wasn't he the OC or the quarterback's coach for with Shanahan in Atlanta? What an incestuous situation we have here.
I know when he got hired from Green Bay or to Green Bay, he came from McVay. I don't know prior to that, though.
So what do you have there, Mac?
So he was the quarterback's coach with Shanahan in Atlanta, then went to be the OC with McVay in 2017.
And then it was Tennessee, right?
Yeah, then it was Tennessee for a year.
So who claims him? Or do they both? Is it like you can both get credit for it?
Which one gets him on the weekends?
There's got to be a rule on that in like NFL circles. Like,
he
is it like
call
first
plays in LA? That's why he went to Tennessee.
Yeah, but is it like first one to be able to like almost be around him? Like, that's why like Stefanski will get credit for Tommy Reese, whatever Tommy Reese ends up doing. Or is it is it the most recent before you become a head coach? Like, does Vrabel get credit? Is that how that works?
Well, okay, in most of the places I've seen, if you've coached for somebody, you're part of their tree. So that means you would hypothetically be able to be a multiple tree.
Oh, by the way, on Tommy Reese, did you hear the names he was throwing around as like crediting him for opening up his eyes today?
No.
Sirianni.
Oof.
He was like Sirianni in what they showed me in 2016. It was Sirianni and it was Shane Steichen. And it was obviously then, you know, they worked together with Sirianni's first year in Philadelphia. But it was like that. He was like all these instrumental coaches and all these like Saban, all these guys he's been around. And he was like Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen opened my eyes. And I said, oh, no.
Maybe his eyes were just really closed.
I said, apparently.
Or maybe he was getting ready to open them and it was just whoever was in front of them. It's like if a baby bird sees you first, they imprint upon you. Maybe that's Liam Cohen with those goofballs.
Wild.
First season after LASIK.
That's, you know,
the old Jameis.
All of a sudden, his eyes are back. Okay, so let's look at the four hires.
People really convinced themselves that Jameis Winston was going to be awesome after LASIK surgery. And it was like a real thought people had.
Not just that. It was the Deshaun Watson. He's not Deshaun Watson glow up. He had one good game after the Deshaun injury, and everybody's like, I never doubted him. And I'm like, okie dokie there. Like, it's fine for the average Browns fan who has not seen Jameis Winston play. Like, we get swerved by, like, local fans get swerved by quarterbacks all the time. But when the national media is like, I think he can do it.
I want to know how bad his eyes were, though. I ever tell you, when I was a kid, I was like 10 years old, and I went in like a slump. I'm playing baseball. And my mom was like, this isn't like you. Because I could, when I was younger, up until about
slugger.
Up until about 13. When I got to be 13 and we expanded out the field and everything like that.
I heard that about 12-year-old Peterlin.
Yeah, you know, I could hit the slow stuff, couldn't hit the fast stuff as well. So I dominated basically up until the age of about 12 or 13. And I went on a slump, and then my mom was like, hey, maybe I need to get you checked for glasses. And that's when, no joke, that's when they found out that I had just miserable eyes.
Really?
Because I went on like a five-game slump at 10 years old.
I like the idea that we went that deep.
Wild.
On a little league slump.
Yeah.
That's when you know. She was like,
you're not hitting the ball, and this is not like you. What's going on?
He's back.
He's a 315 hitter, okay? He is not a punch
please,
and Judy.
Please.
I mean, he's
10 years
slap
old?
Hitting right now. Like, 10 years
what
are old,
we you're hitting like 650 at 10 years old.
I was an 800 hitter.
You just rake at that age.
So here are the four hirings that that are as confirmed.
Yeah.
The Schottenheimer thing I'm not putting in there because that's – There's other reporters saying that's still open. It hasn't been finalized.
Yeah, by the way, you end up on your father's tree. If he gives birth to you, that one puts you there.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Schottenheimer.
Oh, okay.
Nepotism attached to all of it. You give birth to the guy, he's on your tree.
Thinking about our fathers. I'm like, well, what tree am I on?
You're thinking about our three dead dads?
Three dead dads coming to fall. Chuck Lorre. This CBS is what I almost said. My dads are dead. Leave me alone.
Hey, those ratings kill on CBS.
That's true. They those killed our three fathers.
Yep.
The Jets, Aaron Glenn. Bears, Ben Johnson. Pats Vrabel, Jags Cohen. I kind of really like the Aaron Glenn thing. If not for the fact it's the Jets, I kind of think that's my second favorite hire.
Do you like Ben Johnson? I like Ben Johnson. I don't know that I like hearing Ben Johnson. I'll say that.
Somebody called him Kirk Cousins' older, nerdier brother or something to that equivalent. It was on Twitter. I forgot it. It was like 12 hours ago. I couldn't sleep last night.
So if Ned Flanders had a brother.
Yeah, but like a more Flandery Ned Flanders.
He's on Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1 doing all sorts of like timeout motions to Danny Parkins.
I think it's off to
such a bad start.
I actually think I'm out on Ben Johnson.
Well, I have wondered if is he making it or do they just have so many offensive weapons that basically anybody could go ahead and make them awesome?
So I'd never seen him without a hat, strike one.
I've never seen you without a hat, except for our photo that is everywhere.
Yeah, that is awful. Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for that picture retake, Keith. Really appreciate that.
The only time I've never seen you with a hat.
Is there any time?
Is the most visible photo to everyone else.
Is there any time we could actually get somebody who could shoot me at a level where it doesn't look like I'm just this side of Phelps? Anybody? Right? It's the same thing with like when you go to take your picture at the DMV.
Was that a shot at Phelps or is that an accepted blow? Mac, I need a ruling on this one.
I think that's an accepted blow.
Jeff would accept that blow himself.
Easy.
But when you go to the DMV, They don't put that sucker up at the 6'4" level. So you look, I look like Tommy Boy, like looking down.
Do you shrink down for the photo?
No, I can't do that.
No,
I am,
do you do that?
No, I can't.
I've never had this issue. I'm
no.
six. I'm 6'1" and a half.
Though.
I've never had this issue.
I should do like the little like.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, that's going to look even worse because my face is going to get fatter.
Well, and then you look like you have like a million necks.
But the guy, that's already a problem.
I was trying to stop myself.
Thank you. But the guy who took the picture was like 5'8". And I'm like, the angle is just going to shoot over my head.
Yeah, you got to shoot down.
And so I'm still not over that. I forgot what we were saying. So I never saw him without a hat. And then two, it was a little Eastern European dictator, the walking into Hallis Hall. Okay, back to work. The whole shtick, it killed me. I think he's just a math nerd.
Anyone ever gone into a facility and got the round of applause like that and it worked out awesome? Do we have video of somebody doing that and being great?
It's 0-1, because the only one I know of was Hugh.
I mean, I remember Hugh did it. I remember the Titans did it in the past couple years.
Is it Malarkey? That feels like a Malarkey move.
I think it was Malarkey.
It's funny, because Malarkey was already in the building.
and that's
really...
They made
him walk out and walk back in. Oh, my God, so good to see you!
It's just such a bad move. It just never works.
Dennis saying, isn't McVay under the Shanahan tree? Ooh, so does that mean Shanahan gets all credit for McVay's hires then?
No, because Gruden in Washington gets all the credit for McVay.
Are they not technically both under the Mike Shanahan tree? Because they both coached in Washington?
Now, that's the
it's
start
a really
of
good
it.
Point.
That's the start of it. It's got,
a really
it's
good
got
point.
All of
so
them on that.
Then?
It's got all of them on that same little branch.
Why haven't we gotten a Mike Shanahan redux, right? He's old as hell. If you're gonna hire Pete Carroll, why not crotchety old Mike Shanahan there?
That might be a Shanahan issue.
Might be a Mike Shanahan issue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How do we feel about Liam Cohen? You got a date with Liam on Wednesday, baby. Also, what does this mean for Baker Mayfield? In case we missed it, it's called Big Lebowski. Why don't you go ahead and watch it someday? Have some.
I thought it was a half-assed Dusty Rhodes. My bad.
Yeah, that actually tracks as well, in case we missed it. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.